Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero had something that is hard-pressed to find in professional wrestling, a true admiration and sincere love one for another. While many other names could have been attached to Guerrero, we chose Mysterio out of history. They worked together for years both as a tag team and as bitter rivals. No matter the situation, magic would happen when these two met in the ring. In 2006, Mysterio would win the World Heavyweight Championship and dedicate the biggest victory of his career to his fallen friend. These actors all the well know what their job is and whom it is that they work for. It's just a show, all premised on deception, creating the illusion while leading the opposition themselves. Former pro wrestler Chris Jericho said, if Shakespeare was alive today, he would be writing wrestling shows. Wait a minute. Did you just say leading the opposition? Yes, I did. A communistic tactic to control the opposition. Russian revolutionary Vladimir Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Controlled opposition is when a deliberate attempt is made to either create an opposing effort to an existing power base or to obtain control of any opposition to one's own efforts. Some protest movements are actually being led by government or corporate agencies, as I am now showing you. Now, in parallel to that of circus politics, I mean, after all, everyone does live politics. Remember what John Adams, the second president, said, there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. Did you know Vince McMahon, good friends with Donald Trump, you know, the WWE promoter and executive? His net worth is $1.93 billion. Lest you have forgotten how wealthy they have become off their deceptive games with the public. Do you remember when Vince McMahon and Donald Trump were put up as rivals one against another? Do you remember when Donald Trump body slams, beats, and shaves Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 13? This all started with Mr. McMahon and Donald Trump announcing the Battle of the Billionaires, and the people purchased their tickets. P.S. Linda McMahon, wife of billionaire Vince McMahon, appointed small business administrator by none other than Donald Trump. Last year, when touring the beautiful state of California, me and my family took the time to go to Ronald Reagan's Presidential Museum there in Simi Valley. Not that I'm a Ronald Reagan fan, I just love learning the history of this most awesome country in which we live. While I was there, I instantly noticed the slogan in which Ronald Reagan ran his presidential campaign on, "Let's make America great again." And of course, this sounded all too familiar due to the fact that Donald Trump ran his presidential campaign on the same exact slogan, "Flags are up." When will Americans learn the tactics of pro wrestling and circus politics with the same pre-scripted results that they themselves are caught up into? After all, Americans can blame no one but themselves, for it is their short-term memories that allow the show to go on. As a matter of fact, the very definition of insanity is to do the same things over and over again, only to receive the same results. John Whitehead, lead counsel from Rutherford Institute, recently wrote, "It is so easy to be distracted right now by the circus politics that dominate the news headlines. But I'm telling you, stop being distracted. Don't be fooled, not even a little. No matter how tempting it seems, we're being subjected to the oldest con game in the books. The magician's sleight of hand that keeps you, the American people, focused on the shell game in front of you while your wallet is being picked clean by ruffians in your midst. This is how tyranny rises and freedom falls." What characterizes America today is not so much dysfunctional politics as it is ruthlessly contrived governance, carried out behind the entertaining and distracting and disingenuous curtain political theater.
BBSradio.com.
And what a political...
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm going to show you some videos. I got a lot to show you. I do want to show you this first and foremost, but in order to do that, you got to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, would love to hear from you, pro or con, add to, take away, whatever the case is, dude 3-4, that's up to you. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. Folks, the narrative. It's a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, right? Okay, cool. We're going to get to that in just a moment. I want you to see this. Social media platforms. This is what my son sent to me this morning. 7:30, minus 33 degrees in the state of Minnesota. I wish I could say Minnesota, but we don't have the snow because they're spraying. They were spraying again this morning, folks. And when you see them chemtrailing, you can just rest assured the up and coming days will be warmer in temperature. We're also finding that Monsanto now created a seed that has a coating on it so it can still be planted into drought, in a season of drought. In other words, they're creating drought, just like I've always said they have. And if you want to see it scripturally concerning the judgments of God, go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. You want great specificity? There it is. But the military is spraying chemicals down on the people, creating drought. And there's dangerous chemicals inside of those chemicals that they're spraying down on the people. And what it's also doing is getting into the soil. Well, we just found out that Monsanto's now created a seed that can actually grow in drought. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to force the farmers to buy their seed. When are the American people going to say no more to this? But going back to the fact that it's minus 33 degrees this morning, no, we don't have the snow. No, folks. We have the cold right now, but we don't have the snow. So with that said, you know what? I mean, if we're going to get cold weather like this, at least give us 3 to 5 feet of snow, because that's usually what we have in our particular area in the state of Minnesota. And that's what I wish I could call it right now, but we can't. It's not Minnesota. It's Minnesota right now. So anyways, with that said, friends, just wanted to tell you how cold it is in the state of Minnesota. Even in the studio, folks, we have it set at 75 degrees, and you can still feel it coming through the windows. That's how cold it is. It's absolutely dangerous, to say the least. But, you know, it is what it is. Matter of fact, we've been in this particular area for about 20 years, and not a one of us in the family can remember it ever being this cold before. So, anyways, I just thought I'd share that with you. I wanted to show you something online right now. Yesterday, I brought up the fact that Christian Post, which I believe is a propaganda outlet, putting themselves under a fiend manner, trying to portray themselves as a Christian outlet, folks. They're not. They're just not. At least what I see, it's like pros and cons, and there's an admix. Well, the word, there is no admix, friends. Either you're white, or you're hot, or you're cold, right? Or you're blue. And it's just no in-between Revelation chapter 3. But what I said yesterday was Trump is now being complained about concerning all of his worshipers, saying Trump didn't place his hand on the Bible during second oath of office. And I said, of course he didn't, because he's making a statement that his oath is not to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, by the way, when you see this, you can just rest assured the curses are now upon that nation. But he withheld his Bible, or his hand from the Bible, in the process of swearing his oath. And in doing so, folks, he's showing you that his allegiance, again, is not to the American people. Though, in the face of what is happening today, I've got a couple reports that what Donald Trump has done so far has been very good. Matter of fact, we have one of our friends from Ohio who's going to be released tonight, who was a January 6er. Well, folks, this is for political show. That's all this is. The government never had a right to violate the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights in the first place. Furthermore, if you take it to the very root of that, let's lay the axe to the root of that tree. Biden got into office through treason, through voter fraud, and you know it. He never had any business being in the People's White House in the first place. And if Donald Trump would have did his job the first time around, Biden would have been thrown in jail at least for his crimes committed against people. Namely the people in this country and in other countries as well. But he didn't do that, so therefore we had a Joe Biden. People weren't paying attention. He gets in through voter fraud. People still not paying attention. People go oppose him. They're led and allured by Donald Trump to go to D.C. Then once they get there, they're led to the Capitol. Once they get to the Capitol, they're accused of the crimes of FBI agents and the D.C. police. And you all the well know what I'm telling you is true. And so what was the message? The message is you better not stand up against us, because if you do, this is what we're going to do to you. And instead of the 350 million people in the country taking them to lawful task concerning those that were attempting to throw the J6ers, as they call them, into prison for crimes they didn't commit, the people should have stood up, demanded their release, and held to account those that were throwing them in unconstitutionally and criminally in the first place. But see, people don't think that way. So we got what we got through Joe Biden and those that have been in jail for some time now, namely the January 6ers, as they call them. Now they're going to be released today. So that's good news. But again, let's go back. Let's pay attention to the details. Get your eyes off the smoke and mirrors. Get your eyes off the distractions, the little shell game they're playing with your friends. And then we also heard this morning, as a matter of fact, from my son, who had sent this to me just some time ago, because far be it from me to be backwards, to give praise where praise is due. If he's going to do the right thing, regardless if it's Trump or anybody else that's in office, if they do the right thing according to the law, I'll stand with them 100%. But the fact of the matter is, folks, he's not a king. He's our representative. This is what he should be doing anyways. Our king in this country is Article 6, Section 2, which is called the Supremacy Clause. It's easy to find. Matter of fact, it's all of their job, regardless of what branch, legislative, judicial, or, folks, the other branch, the executive. They're all to what? Faithfully execute the laws found in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. So our law and our king in this land is no king but King Jesus. In common law, the law that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob established through common law in the United States of America. So again, I'm saying for the very purpose that you all understand, what is happening is good, but it shouldn't have happened in the first place. But My son sent to me this morning that there's going to be a death penalty for unauthorized immigrants who murder law enforcement officers. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So that this nation may long endure, I urge you to follow in the hallowed footsteps of the great disobedience of history that freed exiles, founded Christianity, defeated tyrants, and yes, in the hands of an aroused rabble, in arms and a few great men, Charlton Heston. The brave man inattentive to his duty is worth little more to his country than the coward who deserts her in the hour of danger. President Thomas Jefferson. Yes, amen. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I just seen Lori make a statement. Does being pardoned remove the injury in an attempt to make it mute in the court's eyes? If I'm reading this right, Lori, absolutely not. Those that threw the J6ers in jail in the first place and put, whoever indicted them, along with the attorneys, every single one of them need to be held accountable for what took place in throwing them or indicting them in the first place. Absolutely not. I wish people knew this, but this is another heresy that the church threw out there. You know, forgive and you shall be forgiven. Yes. But keep it in context. The Word of God teaches us justice. You know, if a guy commits a crime and he stands in front of the judge and says, you know, I'm sorry for what I did, he's going to receive mercy, at least if he's a good judge, right? That's true, because we have in place an individual that's sorry for or repentant or contrite for their offenses against the law. But these people, these attorneys and these corrupt politicians who set up the J6ers, which is about 1,300 of them, they're not repentant. They're guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks. Furthermore, when you look at Matthew 23 and look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as a matter of fact, look at the time that Jesus took rebuking in great specificity and woeing them, which was a judgment and a curse upon them, in particular, the lawyers, because they withheld the keys of knowledge. Well, they all the well know what they did. And let me make this other point really quick, friends. People have in their minds that just because you say you're sorry, that's okay. I mean, Americans today, when they look at corruption, regardless of what capacity is in government, isn't it interesting? That's all they have to do is resign from their crimes, and the American people give them a pass. No wonder why the next one's all the more encouraged to commit more crimes. You're daring and adding more strength to tyranny by doing so. And so just imagine what the next guy's going to do because you didn't hold the first guy accountable for the crimes that he committed, or at least for the reason as to why he resigned. It doesn't say anything about that in the Constitution. It says if they, for the smallest of misdemeanors, if they lie to you once, just once, or if they act out of the scope of authority given unto them through the enumerated laws found within the Constitution, you're to remove them. Just ask President Johnson, who was removed for doing so. And in that particular case, there was consequence. But the American people think that politicians should do whatever they want to without consequence. Well, you know what? He needs to resign. Really? He needs to resign for treason? He needs to resign for setting up innocent people that were exercising the First Amendment concerning the J6ers? Really? I mean, that's one of the things that bothers me greatly, and we'll probably get into that more as we go on here, because you're exactly right, Lori. They need to be held accountable for their crimes, period. Just like we do. They're not above the law. And no, they shouldn't resign. No, we should impeach them and prosecute them. That is what we have in place in dealing with corruption. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, U.S. Constitution. But let me get back to this, folks. I just wanted to highlight that. Oh, you know what? I did forget to tell you that when you look at Luke 17, this is what people are taught in the church today. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Okay. Forgive and you shall be forgiven. Yep. Forgive doesn't always mean to forget. You can forgive, but you don't forget. Okay. And I'm talking about those that don't repent, but there's still consequence for the crime committed or the offense committed, right? Let's hold it in a scriptural context. What does it say? It tells us in 17:4 of Luke, and if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and in 7 times in a day he turn again, saying to thee, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Wait a second. So there's stipulation with that forgiveness. Yes, indeed. And for everything that we do in this life, folks, remember it rains on the just and the unjust. For every seed and every word that we speak and we cast that word out there on the waters, it's going to come back according to how we sowed or the intent of our heart in sowing that seed, good or evil. So you forgive people that are sorry for the offense. You don't, I mean, folks, you see today, and I've highlighted this months ago, we were talking about criminals. They go into the courtroom and they're laughing at the family of that individual that was responsible for murdering their family members. They're laughing and saying they would do it all over again because they know that the judge is going to slap their hand, right? And it's going to make them tickle. And then they're taken care of on your tax dollars, adding insult to injury. But you know what's crazy about it? I remember seeing one not too long ago where a woman, her daughter was raped and murdered by this individual that was smiling in court concerning his offense of murder before God and man. What did she do? She gets up and she forgives him. He wasn't sorry. You're forgiving somebody that's not sorry? That's like offering mercy. That's like the Lord offering mercy to the unrepentant. It isn't going to happen. It's not scriptural, nor does common sense, are we to withhold common sense in such a situation as that. You show mercy to those that are repentant, to those that are sorry, and forgiveness to those that are sorry, period. Period. And you know what's interesting is when you look at our forefathers, when they established this country, just to add on to this conversation, friends, they didn't tolerate the smallest jot or tittle of transgressing God's law. They set the message and sent the message, both come into play, to the others that they will not tolerate crime. What was that? They were setting the message to fear God, and they're teaching the criminals to depart from iniquity, right? And if a crime was committed, there was strong recompense, strong consequence for the crime committed against God and man. They did not tolerate it in any sense of the word. I got a whole show I do on that. But for the sake of time, I want to get to this in this phone call. We have, my son sent this to me this morning. Death penalty for, listen to how they worded it. I want you to see it. If you can see it. If you can, it's an article head. Death penalty for unauthorized immigrants who murder law enforcement officers. Wait a second. First of all, they're not unauthorized. They're illegals. And those, by the way, that allured them in, Donald Trump should turn around and hold each and every one of them accountable for the crimes that were committed by putting those innocent people in jail in the first place. So I wanted to close that up, but I do want to go back to this now where it says death penalty for unauthorized immigrants who murder law enforcement officers. Mr. Trump also directed the Justice Department to seek the death penalty for unauthorized immigrants who murder law enforcement officers or commit capital crimes. Wait a second. There's already laws in place that do that. But let's stop right there and think this through. Who allured them in the first place? And according to federal law, the said representatives, the governors in the such, federal and state governments, when they allured them in and enticed them to come into America by giving them free phones and $5,000 to $10,000credit cards on your dime, giving them a plane ticket to go to their destination of choice, no joke. It's interesting that federal law tells us if those illegals commit a crime, the person that's responsible would be the person that allured them into the country. They are accountable for the crimes of that illegal, along with the illegal, okay? Most people, again, because they have no sense of right and wrong, evil men understand not justice or judgment. Proverbs 24. Read the whole chapter. It's fantastic. It's interesting to note that justice is out of sight and out of mind. But according to federal law, it's the said president. It's the governors of the states. It's the mayors of the cities. It's the said city officials that have allured them into the country. They're accountable for every crime committed by the illegals. Did you know that? But if the people don't know that, that's why they do what they do, right? But I want to say this. Why are they saying that if an illegal commits a crime against a police officer, they're to seek the death penalty? It's already in place. But why does that only apply to law enforcement? Which, by the way, I'm high-fiving what's being done here. Again, as I said earlier, I'll stand with him all the way if he does the right thing. But I'll be the first one to stand against him if he does the wrong thing. Okay, but I want to lay the axe to the root of the tree all the way to the bottom so it doesn't happen again. But this is all happening now, and it's come to fruition in such a sense that we now have to threaten the illegals. You better not kill one of our police officers. Wait a second. The laws are already in place. And I'll tell you what, it's a real bad idea to kill a police officer. It's a real bad idea. Because they'll look for an excuse to make sure you don't get to court. You can rest assured, and rightfully so. And I'm talking about righteous police officers upholding the law, okay? With that, I also wanted to add, but why doesn't that apply to the people? Why is it that when a man murders somebody, he only gets 3 to 7 years on good behavior? Isn't this coming from the same government that says you can slaughter babies in the mother's womb, and when they come out of the womb, you can jam a scissors in the back of their neck? You can dismember them and sell their body parts? Yeah, it's the same government. Folks, it's all premised on creating a bureaucracy, a system of indulgence to make money off the crimes that are committed. We're going to come right back. I'll take that phone call. 1-281-845-4704.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pulowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Radio.com. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was correct when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless people. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act." President Andrew Jackson rightly stated that if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of right and wrong, of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers, and the Supreme Court is then become our ruler. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, "I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error." Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, "With reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter, nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost."
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. One amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
Wow.
BBSRadio.com. Okay. Hey, by the way, I do want to say thank you to my friend that just posted that. This is why I'm constantly telling you to pay attention to what is going on. I just had our friend post a link, which I'd prefer you do in the comment section, please. And I'm going to highlight this in just a moment. Deb's been hanging on, but this is the kind of stuff. Americans, you're under attack. Besides all this pomp going on yesterday, treating this said administration like they're kings. They're not. Like they're our leaders. They're not. This is a representative limited government. Look at the pomp that was given yesterday. We went out to eat and we could not help seeing it. It was like, these aren't representatives. The people are treating them like gods. Literally, I got a video in just a moment. I'm going to highlight that. And again, thank you for bringing that to my attention. I'm going to go ahead and take Debbie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Debbie?
Hey, Bradley. I just have a question for you about the pardons.
Yeah.
It was a while back. But I was wondering, when they pardon somebody, wouldn't the person have to have a guilty plea, like a felon, and then they could never be in office again?
Well, when it comes to the Constitution, that's exactly right, if they're found guilty. In these particular cases, what's going on in America, you know as well as I do, they are guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. Absolutely 100%. But what you're seeing again is somehow or another, the people think, like, for example, what criminal Joe Biden, he has no business being there in the first place. He is a criminal. He's a treasonous criminal. Article 3, Section 3, he should have been dealt with a long time ago. But the people tolerate him, right? They're not going to prosecute each other in Washington, D.C. That's why they put in the minds of the people, in desensitizing them, entertaining them, and in the process of doing so, well, they're entertaining them. They're just saying, you know, we're going to go ahead and pardon whoever we want to because they have an executive order to go ahead and do that. Nonsense. According to the law, and the executive order must be congruent to the U.S. Constitution. If it is not congruent to the U.S. Constitution, it is null and void. The law is the standard, and if the law has been violated, they don't have a right to create an executive order to go ahead and pardon people that are guilty of treason, drug trafficking, and whatever else that we see coming our way on a daily basis from these corrupt politicians. So absolutely not. Lawfully, the people should rise up and hold them accountable because, again, in Washington, D.C., they're not going to hold them accountable because they're all guilty, and they're two wings to the same bird, and hopefully people are coming to that realization, and you're going to come to that realization all the more in just a moment when I show you what my friend just sent over to us. But with that, Debbie, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, that was just my point, is that they need to be held accountable.
Yes, they do.
For what the crime was, and we need to do that as we the people.
That's right.
To do that.
That's right. Absolutely,
yep.
Right.
Okay. Well,
thank you. Thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it. 281-845-4704. Well, you ready for this? I hope you are ready for this. Again, thank you to my friend that just posted this. Please post those in the comments section. The U.S. Constitution was removed from the White House website after Trump took oath yesterday. TimesNowNews.com. U.S. Constitution removed from White House website after Trump takes oath. Here's the truth. This is exactly why I say keep your eyes wide open. Several social media users on Tuesday pointed out that the U.S. Constitution appeared to have been removed from the White House website just the day after President Donald Trump's inauguration. That would be today. After checking, we found these claims to be accurate. A search for the Constitution on the White House website currently leads to a 404 not found error. Isn't this what I've been telling everybody? Isn't this what I keep trying to drive into the heads and hearts of men? You Americans are under attack. I told right away this morning when I seen these things that Trump did concerning the J6ers, it's like, fantastic. I'm happy for him. He's doing the right thing. But now he needs to take to task those that indicted and charged them in the first place. He's not going to do that. If the people demanded it, that's one thing. But as long as the people just keep going along with what's going on, they're not going to demand it. Okay, so again, the people are the government. When the people demand it, guess what the representatives do? They obey the law, the people that act as the law, right? I just want to make sure you all understand that you're being played like a deck of cards. I want to make another point here. When you go to Deuteronomy, and I'm going to go there right now, and I'm hoping Tim's watching the show because, Tim, that needs to be covered big time. Concerning what we're finding as to how it's been removed from the White House's website. And of course, what they'll do is enough people find out what they'll do is they'll say, oh, we had an issue with our computer, which does happen. But this isn't happening by chance, friends. What is the purpose of, let's just talk about this for a moment. When you look at a biblical king, by the way, kings is a heathen custom. God never wanted kings. The people wanted the king. Read 1 Samuel 8. And when they got a king, the Lord said, this is what he's going to do to you. And it's exactly what happens when people look at a person as a king in the place of the king, who is no king but King Jesus in this country. But what are the requirements for those that are to serve we the people? Well, when you look at it, and you look at verse 14, chapter 17 of Deuteronomy, what does it say? When you are coming to the land which the Lord thy God giveth you, and you shall possess it, that means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over us. See, in this country, our king is the Lord. Read the end of the Constitution, friends, in the year of our Lord, 1787. Right? You want to know which Lord we're talking about? Go to the Declaration of Independence, which precedes that. Four references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You want something that precedes that? Then go to the Mayflower Compact, which does nothing but smack at the Christian pulpits. So all you got to do is follow it through, friends. Okay? So again, thou shalt not in any wise set a king over you. Your king is Article 6, Section 2, under the Lord. Whom the Lord shall choose, one from among thy brethren shalt thou set king over thee. Thou mayest notest, it says, thou mayest not set a stranger over thee like Barack Obama. That's why he had a problem with this. Isn't it interesting during the criminal tenure of Barack Obama, isn't it interesting that he violated the Constitution over 1,186 times? Right? The American people let him do it. Throughout the duration of his criminal tenure, he was being called out for his sodomite crimes, how he was a foreigner, and nobody wanted to talk about it for the most part, except Joe Arpaio, the sheriff from Arizona, who hired a special prosecutor to find out exactly who none other than Barack Hussein Obama was and is. And we knew who he was when he got into office. What he did is he promised the people that we're going to go back to the foundations of who we are, and he kept making reference to the Declaration of Independence. And of course, if you didn't vote for Barack Hussein Obama, then you were a racist. You remember all that? Yep. And then when he gets into the People's White House, he does nothing but attack we the people, entertain America's enemies, having Ramadan and Muslims in the People's White House as he attacks our foundations and tears down the law. Only to find out once he was removed, he comes out along with Michael, his husband. By the way, three times Barack Obama said it, that he was a foreigner. Michael said it, and so did Barack Hussein Obama, because he went back to Kenya after his criminal tenure to tell them that he was one of them. But again, all the good conservatives, all the cowards on the conservative side did absolutely nothing to tell you the truth of the matter. And then it became a good deal when he left office again. Do you all remember that? Yeah, I do too. And if you want to see the proof of Barack calling his wife, Michael, then go ahead and go online, because it's real easy to find. He did it several times. Okay? Outside of the fact that the whole world knows. Oh, and then when Michael gets out of the White House, he writes a book called Coming Out. And people still say, you're crazy for calling him a man. I'm not calling him a man. Barack did. The foreigner sodomite Barack did. And so did Michael. He wrote a book, right? It was probably ghostwritten, but you get the point. But let's go back to this. It says, and all the people shall, and thou shalt in any wise set a king over thee, whom is one from among you. You shall not set a stranger over you, which is not thy brother, but he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt. Oh my goodness. The whole RNC platform, friends, this is why I told you it's nonsense. It's unconstitutional. The whole premise of the RNC platform, remember they said, you know, we need to strike sodomy now, we need to strike abortion now, it's all acceptable, you know. And after that happened, I said to everybody on the show, I said, then what's the difference? As if to suggest there ever was a difference. They're two sides to the same coin. They're working for the same people. There is no difference. And we were told by our forefathers to be aware of this, but we didn't want to listen. And so what happens? Now all of a sudden it's normal to ordain and to appoint sodomites and transgenders to position in government by the likes of Donald Trump. This is now coming out. But this is the same guy that was promoting transgender pageantries back in the 90s and 2000s. He never hid that. He's the one that tweeted out that he was the gayest president. Isn't that teaching people to go back to Egypt? Yeah. Doing what the Egyptians are doing is not good. The Lord said, don't do this, and don't go along with somebody that brings you back to it. Another point it tells us, neither shall he multiply himself wives to himself. How many times has Donald Trump been married? If he's not faithful to God, he's not going to be faithful to his wife. And if he's not faithful to his wife nor his God, and not in that order, how is he going to be faithful to you in your country? This shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody as to what's going on here. He's leading you back to Egypt. And then it says you shall not multiply horses, right? So on and so forth. He shall not multiply himself wives. He shall not greatly multiply him silver and gold. Oh, just hang on a second, folks. Just hang on a second. Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same, or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
Hello, this is Caleb Collier, host of Church and State. Find us at churchandstate.media. Take it from me, you have to listen to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is one of the greatest theologians and patriots of our time. He is leading the charge in our modern-day revolution. Bradley doesn't pull punches and always presents what is right, not beholden to party, politics, or pulpits. I am proud to call him friend. He is truly a son of liberty.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
VBSRadio.com. If you're brand new to the show, I'm making reference to the Word of God and the Constitution. Okay, I'm showing you the straight stick in the face of the deviated politicians. I wanted to show you this because I don't know if you're aware of this, because it tells us in Deuteronomy as well. It said, not only shouldn't he multiply wives to himself, well, that's what Trump did, that his heart be not turned away, neither shall he greatly multiply unto him silver and gold. Oh, my goodness. Anybody, you know, I know about this little political op he took at McDonald's. Wasn't that just fantastic? He's just like we the people, isn't he? No, he's not. all of his worshipers and followers. Man, look what he did. Look at this. The employee at McDonald's is going to be reoccupying the People's White House. Here, let me finish that so he can reassail you again on a different day. Well, the fruit's there, folks. Let's talk about it. Matthew 7, 16 through 20. But isn't it interesting? It says that you shall not multiply unto himself silver and gold. Isn't this the guy that said he wasn't going to take the $400,000 every year for his salary as a president? Yeah, but did you take the time to pull the curtain back, just like I told you at the very beginning, that how Trump spent over $1.6 billion that it raised on the campaign trail? Not hard to find. Not hard to find at all, folks. How long are you going to play the dupes of ill-designing men, Americans? And if you're not one of those, then guess what? You have no reason to get mad at me about it. I'm not the one doing it. I'm just here to tell you what the problem is. The problem is what you put up with. It really simply is. And when you come to the point where you're tired of your excuses, maybe you're going to finally get something done when it comes back down to reestablishing who we are. Because we seek reformation here, folks, not destruction. Reformation. Let's get back to who we are, not who it is that they want us to be. Then it says, and I'm going to end with this, and it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, right? Article 6, Section 2 is the law, but our representative, the president, people think he's the king. He's not the king. He's under the king. That he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests. And it shall be with him that he shall read all the days of his life, that he may fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them. Okay? That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren. Has anybody ever seen a greater narcissist outside of Benito Mussolini? Has anybody seen a greater narcissist than that of Barack Obama or the current administration that has reoccupied the People's White House? Never in all of my life have I ever seen it. It's an embarrassment, but it's a reflection of the people that have put him in the position to do the things that he's doing. I can go on, as you all know, I can go on. I know what you've been told, but I can show you the fruit on its branches. And I'll tell you what, that's the part his worshipers don't like. And I don't really care if they like it or not. You can go to hell all that you want to, literally. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. I'm not going down that road with you. The problem I'm having is you're dragging everybody with you, namely the innocent, and that's where I have a problem with you. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. I intended to get to this right away, so due to the fact that we're on the last segment here, I do want you to check this out. You guys all know who Elon Musk is, right? Elon Musk is the guy that came out, and he's the guy that created the Tesla. Wrong. He did not. He bought the company. His mother's an occultist. He's a Satanist, and I'm going to show you this in a moment, but it's also interesting to note that the girl that he has babies with, her name is Grimes. She calls herself a witch. No joke. Easy to find, just so you know. And in the process of doing so, folks, what's going on? Well, he's palling around with the president. Hang on, I'm going to take this phone call. This might be a good one. Hey, Pat, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, hi, Bradley. We've talked before. I really enjoy you.
Oh, hey, Pat.
You're my news. You are my news source. I want to let you know something. I have a lot of friends, I've mentioned this before, that are Christian. And after, I'm not watching the news. I listen to you for it, but I do look online on my phone to see what's going on. And I saw that when you mentioned it, that he didn't put his hand on the Bible. And so I have friends that claim to be Christians. I sent them a text. I said, what's wrong with this picture? And they're like, what's wrong with the picture? And I said, He didn't put his hand on the Bible. Oh, every excuse. There's yep. Excuse after excuse.
I know.
When he was, when he put his hand on the Bible the last time, it counts for this time. I just have to say this. The Christian friends that I have, if they have money in the stock market, if they feel that, you know, this guy is saving their lives, like they really do put him in place of Christ, it is scary.
Yep.
It's no joke. It's really frightening. You talk about all your friends. I have lost so many friends over this. By just trying to speak the truth, it is a really sad day.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely correct. Even articles that I read from, not Rand Paul, but his father, Ron Paul.
Yeah.
He's all in on Musk. It is a really scary thing. And you mentioned some of your friends. You talk to them and they know who you are.
Mm-hmm. And I have to say that my friends know who my husband and I are, and when we talk about this, it is really difficult. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
They, the same people that sat with him in this dais, like the Zuckerbergs, the Bezos, the Musks, all these people, when they supposedly had a D, and I always say to people, they're two wings of the same bird. Can't you see this?
Yeah.
They don't want to see it. They right. have eyes but don't want to see.
Yeah.
And when they have all these people sitting with them, right now I'm like, what do you think happened there? And they have no, oh, wow, they've seen the light. Oh, this is finally, we're going to all have free speech. I'm saying to you, though, as you already know, Musk is very dangerous.
Yep.
This we have very dangerous times. And I remember listening to Tim one morning, and he was talking to one of his guests, and he said, you know, people, Trump's going to throw you a couple of bones, but just be careful. And it's so true. Look at the coins. Over the weekend, he and his wife with these crazy coins, I think they're going to try to make us go digital with our own money, as
yep.
you said, which
yep.
is scary. He made billions and billions of dollars over this weekend. What is wrong with the American people? I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
What can you give words to us who are believers in Christ? How do we deal with this? Really, Bradley, I just don't know.
Yeah, well, I guess if you can I answer off air, please, because I got to make this as quick as possible.
Yeah.
Thank you for that call, Pat. Well, with friends like them, who needs enemies, first of all? And you're going to see this more and more as the days go forward. You're talking about this separation going on between the sheep and goats. What's sick is the video I'm going to show you right now concerning Elon Musk and his speech. And it's interesting how he's getting a special time to speak at the presidential inauguration. And yet people don't take the time to really realize who he is and what it is that he means to do. So, folks, let me do this. I want to get to this video, and I want to show it to you as quickly as possible, and I want you to check out what Elon Musk had to say. Also, notice that he salutes the crowd like a Nazi, okay?
Yes!
Look at this. Can't make this up.
This is what victory feels like. Yeah!
Listen to all of his sheeple, his worshippers.
This was no ordinary victory. This was a fork in the road of human civilization. Okay, this, you know, there are elections that the elections they come and go. Some elections are, you know, important. Some are not. But this one, this one really mattered.
Yeah, this one really mattered, friends. But what he's not telling you it was there's over 1,300 presidential contenders, and you only heard about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Okay, so this guy is paying for the results that he's got. He's elated because of the power and control that he is now being given, okay? Just so you know what's going on here. But I want you to notice who this guy is.
Thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
He salutes like a Nazi. Do y'all see that? And look at all of his sheeple, all of those that profess to be Christians, what are they doing? They're elated. They're saying, hey, man, we love you no matter what. All of a sudden, they start chanting, we love Elon. We love Elon. Let's get to that.
It is thanks to you that the future of civilization is assured. Thanks to you.
He's a goofy, strange, demonic individual.
We're going to have safe cities, finally. Safe cities. Secure borders.
Safe cities. Secure borders. What are you talking about? Finally. Oh, because the people were given one of two options who work for the same powers and special interest groups. And we're supposed to believe that this guy's different than the last guy. No, because this guy didn't deal with the last guy. We have to now fix what the last guy did because this guy didn't deal with him in the first time. And again, I can go back and forth like a ping pong because that's exactly what they're doing with you. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment. But folks, don't listen to this as all propaganda. But I want you to see this.
Basic stuff.
Listen to what he says, because he blurts the truth out.
We're going to take Doge to Mars.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.
Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. Talk to you in 23. 1 John 3:18. See ya. Okay, I want to finish this now that we're done. We're broadcasting into 160 cities, so no more commercials. But I want to get this off my back before we actually bring this show to a consummation in the sense of giving you the information. Because I had some of these tabs pulled up, and I didn't get time to get to them. But I want you to look at, and I'm going to go back to Pat here too, all of these people that are supporting this administration, treating them like they're kings. These are all those that profess that Jesus Christ is their Lord. But can I ask you something? Is it true? If Jesus Christ was their Lord, wouldn't it be a fact scripturally in holding to the word that they'd be standing against what they're partaking with right now? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is what the pulpits in America have raised up. And what are they doing? We have no king. We have no king but the one that the propagandists put up. Crucify the truth. Jesus is our Lord, but Trump is our president. No, you're serving Trump in his unconstitutional criminal mandates. Well, what? Refusing to make Jesus your Lord and standing against this lawlessness. That's what's going on here. This is the voice of a God and not a man, said all of those of King Herod, Acts 12:22. It's exactly what you're seeing from these people. They all think it's cute. Like Pat said, they don't want to go no further than what they're told in so many words. It's exactly what it is. They don't want to trouble themselves, friends. They want someone else to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. That's not who we are as a people. We're to self-govern. We are to self-govern, friends. We're not to give ourselves over to politicians. I want you to listen to this because I just posted this morning, and I'm going to play the rest of this video for you as well because it gets worse. A people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which knowledge gives. James Madison. If they knew the word of God, do you think they would be doing this? Do you think they'd be partaking with this? Absolutely not. They're not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. I just did a brand new article yesterday. And what it's about, friends, is tarnishing the sacrifice. And the title that I named this because it's applicable to what I'm talking about right now. It's stolen valor. They claim to be Christians, but yet they act like the devil. These are counterfeits, is what it is. They know no more about the word of God than their buddies do that go along with these little pomp in these festive activities that are thrown to them while they worship the politicians that are put up by special interest groups and foreign interest groups that mean to undermine we the people. If it wasn't true, why did they pull down the U.S. Constitution the day after, which is today, from their website? This is the kind of stuff I try to tell you. I want you to watch the rest of this. It's important that you do so you can understand who this guy is, okay? He just got done saying Elon Musk, a globalist who wants to put a chip in the back of your head to control you. That's just ask him. It's easy to find. Okay? Elon Musk, you need to understand, folks, is a globalist. He is a satanic individual. He just got done saluting Nazi style. Not only did he salute Nazi-style friends, but then he said, let's go to Mars. And the people are just elated. Okay? He's not done. Listen carefully to what he blurts out in his confusion. Okay? Because it's up and coming. After they begin to rant and shout down Elon Musk, it's embarrassing.
I mean, can you imagine how awesome it will be to have American astronauts plant the flag on another planet for the first time?
To plant a flag on another planet for the first time. Did you all catch that? Wait a second. I thought we'd been to the moon. Does anybody believe that anymore? I mean, there's enough stuff online, friends, exposing this, even the one that did the filming of it, to tell you that it was a complete fraud, and they have taken billions and trillions of dollars from the American people to establish a global order. They've been using that money by deceiving you into believing that's where your money went, when in fact that money was being leveraged against you. Another thought came to my aid. Elon Musk wants to go to Mars. Why? So they can create a living hell in Mars just like they are in America today? This is outlandish. This is what madmen talk like. I mean, do you realize that these guys like him and Bill Gates and others, do you realize they have enough money to eradicate hunger? Do you realize they have enough money to eradicate sickness? And I'm not talking about them being the ones to cure, but I'm talking about the ones that remove poison from the foods that are making people sick all over the world, because that's what they're responsible for. Oh, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm not done. Elon Musk yesterday put up in the limelight talking about going to Mars after he salutes people like Adolf Hitler. Like an elated 15-year-old kid.
How inspiring would that be? You know, there's always problems in life. You know, there's this problem, solve that problem. But, you know, there need to be things that inspire you. There need to be things that make you glad to wake up in the morning and say, I'm looking forward to the future.
Yeah. And let me ask you something. Are we looking to the living God for a future and a hope, or is he saying, look to us for a future and a hope? Just asking the question. 281-845-4704. We're still going.
I love you guys.
Listen. Listen carefully. Listen to this. If you want to know how a country is overthrown, this is it. Tyrants are loved, not hated, folks.
I'm going to work my ass off for you guys.
Big retailers don't want...
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and let this run its course, because there's still more that needs to come up that you need to see here. And I'm just going to run this commercial. I'll just wait a second, and we're going to come right back to it. What Elon has to say, okay? Because it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but I'm super fired up for the future. It's going to be very exciting. As the president said, we're going to have a golden age. It's going to be fantastic.
Yep, they promise you everything.
And one of the fundamental things, one of the most American values that I love is optimism, and this feeling like we're gonna make the future good. We're gonna make it good.
Huh.
So. Man, I can't wait. This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah. As your country's being decimated.
Thank you again. And, I'm just so excited about the future. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay, so with that, what I want to do is I want to bring you over to the first comment that I made, because this is the stuff I wanted to share with you that I had pulled up. This is who Elon Musk is. This guy brings him up real quick, and I want you to see what he has to say.
The day after Halloween, so this is not a shocker that we would see something evil
this
or satanic
as
an outfit.
But
I just want you to notice this. Look at this image. This literally is the same image as the Church of Satan, a Baphomet. Everyone knows about this, right? This is insane, but I believe that there's an actual connection to some really deeper, darker
stuff. Of course
stuff.
There is.
So check this out. That's the symbol to the Church of Satan. You know what's interesting to me? Obviously, on the Devil's Day, wearing this image is not a shocker, but look at this. What the Bible says in Mark 8:36, it says, "For what shall a man profit a man if he shall gain the whole world but lose his own soul?" Listen, Elon Musk is on the top of the world's food chain.
Oh my goodness.
Look at this crazy.
Okay. So, hey, guy, I just got a new guy jumping on it, and he said, "Seriously, give me one way that Trump and Elon are harming America with their vision for the American future." Well, apparently you just jumped online, brother, from another mother, and you're not paying attention. And due to the fact that you just did that, I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on you. But before sticking both your feet in your mouth like you just did, you should probably slow your roll, watch the whole show, and then once we're done with that, then you can probably come to your own conclusion as to what is in fact happening. I mean, isn't it scary, Americans? Isn't it scary, people, that there's still people that are willfully blind? What sort of harm is Elon Musk doing to America? What sort of harm is Trump doing? I mean, and it's not just them exclusively. It's the system of what you call government today. It runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Look at all these things that federal government and state governments are doing. They have no constitutional authority to do it. How are they harming us? Acting on the behest of what? Special interest groups? Are you kidding me, guy? I'm embarrassed for you, man. Absolutely embarrassed for the American people. Speaking of which, you just heard Elon Musk say that he wants to put, you know, a flag on Mars, you know, so they can destroy that as well, right? Which will never happen. And then he said, for the first time in history. Well, did he forget about the propaganda that's been given to the people in this country for, what, 80 years now? Maybe 60 or 70, forgive me. I mean, we have Stanley Kubrick, the one that filmed the moon landing, come out and tell the world it was all staged before he died. You know what the mainstream media is doing? They're saying it's not true. And they want you to believe it. Here, did you see this? I just noticed this morning. I think you need to see this. This is Stanley Kubrick filming the moon landing. This is all filmed. Cameras, hoists, you name it. Look at this. Well, look behind him, the wires. Look above his head, the wires. Wow. This is them in the studio. Right, there you go. Cut, clip. Stanley came out and told the world that he did it. Yeah, look at all that, folks. Let's just do our best to ignore the facts and just keep going headline. We got our buddy on the line saying right now there's not one thing that I can prove. Not one thing. Of course not. Hey, guy, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it, but you're going to see it. Period. Period. I'm embarrassed for you. That's all I can say. Folks, I have other content that I wanted to share with you today as well. As a matter of fact, I invite all of you tomorrow, as a matter of fact, because I'm going to shut down the show right now because I'm 15 minutes over, but I do want to say the phone lines will be open for my friend that wants to tell me that he's embarrassed for me because there's not one thing I can name. I invite you to call tomorrow at any given time during the live show, and that number is 281-845-4704. Please call in, 281-845-4704, and tell me why you're embarrassed for me because I really, truly want to know. So, folks, that's what I have for today. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. And I will talk to you tomorrow.